and welcome to MacBytes headquarters. It's day
61.
75 for Kim. Right, I haven't got the chat,
Mike. Bon Vespri, Tracy. Is that how you say it?
Good evening. I'm not risking it.
Vespri. CQ Deb.
How are you feeling? Right, I need the chat, don't I? If the right knew what the left was doing, we'd all be very dangerous here.
Hi, Johnny.
Hello, Jonathan. It's one of those days. It started off so well.
Did it?
Oh, yeah. About 1:30, it was really peaceful. No, about 2-ish. After we'd done lunch.
That's because I was in there.
We lunched together. Mike went into the studio. The dog was quiet, kept a beady eye on her. Little madam. She's had her evening treat. She had a schmacko. Then she had a dentistick. And then she came back in for more. So I do have to keep a little eye on her. Little madam. But she's now settly dogged. Well, as settly dogged as she ever gets. And I can finally see the chat. All it's thinking about it. I think I've killed my machine, Mike.
Oh, not that you've killed Kenny.
Yes, I think I've killed Kenny. At some point, could I explain to us how you got into the world of design? I can do that. Deb's still hanging in there. Excellent. Hopefully you'll be feeling a lot better soon. What a day. Oh, Jonathan.
Johnny's had the day off. I bet he's had a snooze as well.
Oh, no. Flat clean from top to bottom.
4-3.
And a big walk done. Jonathan, you're going to be exhausted. Rock-a-bye, Jonathan, on the treetop. Or has it given you a second wind? Not sure about... We've got a holiday coming up, haven't we? Another laughable holiday. Not too sure in what way that would be different than usual for us. Might be in the same room. He's stabbing at his iPad. I'll leave
it
him stabbing.
Me out of Notion, that's why.
Oh, Jonathan did have a snooze, but not a big snooze. Hello, Paul! And he's had a coffee, but that was an hour ago. But he thinks he'll be okay.
Update and see what's new.
We'll see. And now don't give the game away. That's in tonight's show.
Oh, I assumed it was like 6 weeks ago.
No, it was only yesterday, Mike. I realise that's incredibly quick for you.
Yeah.
But you'll like it.
Will I?
You'll like it.
I closed it down.
Right, okay then.
Then it'll be a surprise later.
You are really going to see behind the scenes tonight because the demonstration for Jonathan, while it's relatively straightforward... From a doing it perspective, if you happen to have the need to do that. From a demonstration perspective, it's a living nightmare, isn't it, Mike?
Yes. Somebody's had to beautify himself.
Oh, don't. Just don't. No, we don't have... We have various areas set up for work here. So if you're doing a talking head, you're in the studio. But even then, Kit's had to move because of everything that's been going on. So we're at the stage where for my demonstration tonight in 1 hour, 57 minutes, I need some slide video, I need some slides and I need some talking head. So Mike's volunteered to do it, but he said he had to go and beautify himself first. Don't make any disparaging comments later when you see him. He's growing a Santa beard. By Christmas, it should be fine.
I literally haven't got time.
I know. Tell me about it. They'll understand when they hear what's gone on here this week, as per usual. Mm. So Mike's about to go next door and actually do it, which means he's got no idea what buttons to push. So I'm going to have to do that bit for a minute here. But it'll all be fine, Mike.
Are you going to push them before I get in?
I'm just having a look and seeing if I should, because it's not doing the old sharing thing too well. That poor machine is really struggling. Plus the fact, we talked about clouds and I've still got things to reply to about clouds. But in relation to the cloud thing and why not iCloud, Mike's just shared a file with me and it's completely disappeared into the ether. Neither of us can find it now.
Well, I can find it.
It's not coming through here.
No.
Why don't you just zip it up and sling it in the black hole?
It's in my black hole.
Right. In that case, I'll go find it.
And it's called After Hours Access Files.
Drops for Mike. There you go. So if we sort that by date, everything should be hunky-dory. There you go. There it is. I'll put it in documents local and we'll do it from there.
Right.
I trust you're going to appreciate this demonstration later. Why did it just open that from... Where's the zip file gone? Did you not zip it?
I didn't zip it.
Oh, in that case, that explains why it's open.
I just whammed it across.
This is going to be a great
this
demo
sounds
later.
Sounds like After Hours meets Marooned, doesn't it?
It is. It's a Marooned After Hours crossover. Right, so I've just got to get everything recording and then you can do all the
I
rest of
it. I think you'll need a double coffee, Johnny. Never mind one.
I think I'll need a coffee and I don't drink coffee. Right.
I think I'll open a bottle of red.
Oh, comical this morning. No, this afternoon. I went down for lunch and I'm going through the kitchen and Lola had parked herself in the hall and she's looking into the back room. And the back room has, the doorway is full of water. And in front of the water, there's two bottles of red wine and she had one pour on one and one on the other. I think Lola needs alcohol as well. Okay, Mike, right. It's recording the microphone. It's doing the loopback thing.
So I just have to go and sit and talk. We'll soon find out.
Oh, no. That's not what I want. Oh, that's not good. How do I click on that one then?
So how's Kim today?
Oh, hello, Kim. Sunny Seattle.
Sunny Seattle. A sunny sail.
It is, actually. It's been sunny. Apparently... It's going to be hotter again tomorrow.
Yeah, then all the COVIDiots will be out.
Oh, they are all over the press.
Oh, I did find out where that thing was.
Oh, where is it?
Somewhere that's not a problem to us. It's not in sale.
We probably shouldn't be publicising it, but Jonathan's got far too much intelligence to go and everybody else is too far away, so I think we're all right. I assumed it would be one of the parks in Sale Moor. But could be Stretford. Come on, don't keep us hanging on. Doesn't work well on radio.
It does.
Oh, I pressed the wrong screen, so now I've got to start again.
Stretford Meadow and Platfields Park.
Stretford Meadow is very close.
Is it?
It's by the golf course near the Mersey. Jonathan will know that. The big junction in Stretford. Stretford Meadows there. It's behind a school. Is it English Martyrs?
Yeah.
Have a look on a map. It's just off the M60.
Jonathan,
is it Junction 7?
Where do we say? After bringing Facebook up. I only know because one of my friends Facebooked it. Stretford Meadow and Platfields Park.
Now that is two separate venues.
Platfields.
Yeah, Platfields is miles away. I would much rather that. Well, oh, it's miserable and rainy where Tracy is. I'm going to go over to be with Tracy.
Kiva's had zoomies.
Oh, Kiva.
Lola's had zoomies tonight. She's got the rope, the one with the lasso.
Yes.
Because the other one's...
The noose.
Yeah, the noose, because the other one's knackered. And she's just running round and round and round your car.
Yeah, she's giddy.
And she won't let me come near her.
No.
But when she gets tired and she flops, then I creep up to her. And I get the rope.
I do that.
Yes.
Then she gets a second wind and starts chasing you with it. I foresee, which is why I'm a bit peeved about the weather here this weekend, I could do with it miserable, but not raining until we finish the garden because it's getting unruly high, isn't it?
It is.
And we don't want to do it in the heat because Mike gets snuffly and then he might sound like he's got COVID. So we can't let him out in the heat. He's very fragile. I think we need some video of Kiva doing zoomies. And then we could get video of Lola doing zoomies. And
Johnny
they could...
has a whole new respect for his cleaner.
Oh, domestic cleaners can start work again next week, Jonathan. Whether you want anybody in the flat is a whole different business. But apparently they can start again next week.
Right, shall I crack on with this?
I haven't sorted that out yet.
Okay.
Right, let me start again. Right, I need to record, but I was obviously recording on the wrong screen. You also need that recording to go to the loopback pipe. So that is now recording. Yeah. Right, the other thing you need recording is this one. So I think you go to record screen, and that was where it all went wrong. Right, so we want the microphone. We don't want anything else.
What does that mean, Tracy? What? I missed something.
What?
In rule E, can't even say it.
Right, let's click there. Excellent. Right, I'm going to have to bring my browser up again, and I'm mid-dude out there. Right, let's bring it back and have a look. I'd have thought in real life. No, I don't know.
Is that a thingy, Tracy? An acronym?
So you don't want to go out, but Jonathan, you were off today. You took a day off to do her job for her. Fabulous. I'm loving that. I couldn't be doing with a cleaner. I'd have to clean before they arrived. I think that's being a woman that does that, isn't it?
My mother had a cleaner, but only when my dad was ill.
What made me laugh with your mother was, after the cleaner had gone, she would run round and then clean. She'd say, look at the dust on these pictures, and she'd start cleaning. I'm sure that is a woman thing.
She's cleaning everything herself now.
I think she's gone through absolutely everything.
Because she's in lockdown.
Well, you know, she says things like, I'm sorting these drawers and I'm sorting this out. And I look at the flat and it's absolutely pristine. There's nothing to sort out.
She keeps finding photos of my dad when he was about 7, scanning them and sending them. Oh, God, you know what she said to me this morning?
Go on.
She said, my iPhone came up and said, do you want to update to 13.4.1 or something? So I suggested that she didn't do it.
No, not just yet.
No.
Because if it all goes...
And that's what I said to her. I said, your iPhone's your lifeline, isn't it? I said, there's probably a 1% chance that it could all go pear-shaped.
But don't risk it.
99% chance. She said, oh, that's all right. I've just been clicking Remind Me Later. Unlike Rachel.
No, Rachel just goes at it. Right, so I've got the screen being recorded. Or I will have. So hopefully it's got the right screen. And then we just need that recording. So if I click... Is that recording?
She said... when Elaine and you took me in to get it, and Elaine said, it had changed your life, it really has. Bless.
Oh, it was bound to. It was bound to. Because she's got Mike's got a nephew, so she's got this grandchild. And yeah. I said, you know, you'd be able to see him all the time. And I think at first she was like, oh, okay then. But now she can, and obviously in this situation, it's
FaceTime
changed her life.
And everything.
Yep, she can FaceTime, she can WhatsApp, she can do anything. Right, so if I'm wondering about that, is that actually recording yet? I wouldn't have thought it was.
Right.
Well, so if I click, it starts recording. Right, so if you just toddle off and strut your stuff.
Right, where are the slides?
We'll all sit. They're on the desktop right. In front of your face. Right. We'll all sit here and have a good old laugh over it, won't we, gang?
Will you really?
No, we wouldn't dare. We wouldn't do that, would we? No, we wouldn't. We definitely wouldn't.
No, because that would spoil the surprise for later.
Would it? Oh, okay then. Right, I won't take any screenshots then. Or sly photos, I won't do that.
No, I'm sure you won't. Remember, I'm doing this to help you out.
You are, and yes. I'll be very good.
Right. I even made dinner. Right.
Unruly it meant. Oh, unruly. Whatever I said about the garden. Somewhat...
overgrown.
I was thinking of something a little bit more delicate. What's that word? Rewilding.
Ah.
Mm. I'm rewilding it.
Right.
But once it gets to the point that I trip up, it needs dealing with. Oh, dear. Grandma tidies up before the cleaner comes. Yep, that would have been my mother. I think my dad suggested a cleaner once, and well, he lived to tell the tale, but only just. No, mum would have had the place spotless from roof to floor, believe me. This one was very good. In fact, she was more than a cleaner for Mike's mum, because... With Mike's dad so ill, she came in and she would sit with him and she would do food for him while Mike's mum was at work. So we were basically all taking it in a rota. I went down, I think I did Thursday. Mike did Wednesday. The cleaner was supposed to do Friday, but then Mike ended up doing Friday. And so there was this like rota going on. But it is very difficult. You know, you've got to find somebody that you get on with. You've got to find somebody who's very, very good at what you want to do. We had a cleaner at work once, many, many years ago. She kept unplugging the computers to clean the cables. It did my head in. Don't touch the electrics, which is basically every room in the house, so don't bother. So Tracy's mum's 82 total Luddites, but can FaceTime more's the pity. Mike's mum gets confused as to the different apps. So she'll say, what's this WhatsApp again? He'd say, that's the one way where you make the phone calls, or that's when we send the texts. And then one particular day, this one was a classic, Mike was on the phone to somebody from the Catanians, and I'm sat here minding my own business. My watch starts vibrating, so I looks at it, and it's Mike's mother. So she'd obviously, well, potentially she tried Mike first, unless she figured she'd go straight for the techier one. But I answers this call, and she says, I've got Jai stuck on my phone. Now, Jai's the grandson. So I said, what do you mean, stuck on your phone? And she tapped on a photo in WhatsApp to view it and had crashed the app. So she could come out of it. I think she's got an SE. So she could come out of it by pressing the button. But every time she went back into WhatsApp, it was stuck on this picture. So I'm trying to talk her through how to close an app with a double tap of the home button and a swipe up. Have you ever tried explaining that? She's 77. She had done it before, and she had seen me do it before, but she'd got confused. So I'm trying to explain, and this guy that Mike's on the phone to was busy saying, I can hear Elaine talking. So Mike said, yes, she's busy. So he said, she sounds like she's talking somebody sort of through something. So Mike said, she is. Then I'm at it. No. Let's start again. Let's go back to the home button. It must have taken about 25 minutes, but we got there in the end, and Jai was no longer stuck on the page. Oh, bless her. Leaving to join her husband in London as soon as the lockdown's lifted. Good luck with that. You'll be going into quarantine for 2 weeks. Unless, can you go from Spain to France? Because if you're coming into the UK from France, you don't have to quarantine for 2 weeks. Not that I'm suggesting that that's a good idea. It just seems silly to me. I don't know why they've put that in. But it is excruciating pain, Tracy. And do you find yourself actually going through the process? I've got my phone in front of me and I thought, I'll get the old one out with the button on. And I'm literally doing it. And then I'm trying to explain that not to push too hard, you know, for the swipe up. And like, put your finger at the bottom and now push it away from you. And I'm actually doing it. Mike was in fits. Absolute fits. Ah, Grandma has the John Lewis app. Selfridges. Oh, all the good ones, Jonathan. Very efficient. Sainsbury's not so much. Sainsbury's is probably more complicated, to be honest. If you think about it. I had somebody... let me think. Oh, yeah. She wanted to buy a birthday present for her husband. And it was a jumper from probably John Lewis. And she had an account, and she'd had this account for ages. But she couldn't remember. You're going to love this one. She couldn't remember the password. Fair enough. The email address she'd used or anything else either. So we had to try and recover this thing. What a nightmare. It took about an hour. But we did actually get her back up and running, and we ordered a jumper for her husband. Poor lady died about 3 weeks ago. I don't know if it was COVID related. She was actually married to the deacon at the church. So we're not going to be great when we get back there. He hasn't got his wife with him anymore. She'd been ill for a while, but it was sort of obviously not COVID. But I can imagine that she was one of the ones who would have been vulnerable. They had been in isolation, though, for quite a while, unless they took her in hospital. Oh, we'll have to find out what went on there. Right, so you try and get descriptions of things. You know where they should be, where they're adamant they can't see it. I know. She's like, there was once the classic one with Mike's mother, and I couldn't fault the logic once I worked out what she was doing. But you know the message that comes up that says, put your finger on the... Touch ID. It was saying place your finger on the Touch ID. So place your finger basically on the reader or however it was worded. And she said it wasn't working. And I said, you know, don't push it too hard. Just gently place it. And make sure it's the right finger. She wouldn't do more than one finger either. So, no, it's not working. It's not working. I'm thinking, I've run out of ways to explain it. And then I don't know what possessed me, but I said, right, put it flat on the table. Right. I said, now, at the bottom, the circle. Oh, the circle, she said. I said, yes, the touch ID. Oh, I wasn't touching it there. I thought, well, were you touching it? And the message that comes up that says, you know, use touch ID, has a fingerprint on it. And she was putting her finger on top of that fingerprint. And I thought, can't fault that logic. But, you know, don't do that. Don't do that. Other thing is she tends to have quite long nails. And so she has to put her finger on it in a slightly different way. If you've got long nails, they would kind of tap the glass, so you have to tip it back slightly. I cut mine the other day. I can type much faster now. Anyway, she's up and running, so she's fine. Ooh, request for tomorrow. She's not just a pretty face by Shania Twain. It's going on a post-it note. It's going on a post-it note. It'll happen. You should see what Stuart sent us, Kim. I had no idea there were so many songs with Elaine in the title, but I'm not supposed to know it went to Mike, so shh, I know nothing. Yeah, we all love Shania Twain. Absolutely. The priest got one for tomorrow as well. Right, she's not just a pretty face. I'm sure that one of her very early ones. She's not just a pretty face. Right, got it. Got it. It'll get put in there. I'm loving that one, Simon. Putting URLs into Google first, not the URL bar. The thing was, years ago, there was just the bar, wasn't there? And then sometimes in some browsers, there was a search next to the URL. Then they merged the two. Firefox kept them separate for years. I'm not sure what Internet Explorer and what was the other one they had before Edge? They have another one before Edge, or was that? No, I think they went straight to Edge, didn't they? It's easily done. I've got one of her earlier albums, and there's one on it called something about putting your boots under the bed. I really love that one. Let me see if I can find the title. Whose bed have your boots been under? That's the one. I just think it's got such a great tune on it. Love it. Love it, love it. Right, Shania Twain. Let's have a look what we've got. I'm sure it'll be there. Whose bed have your boots been under? It's number 9 in her most listened to tracks. Didn't see that one coming. I wonder if it's the same album that I've got. Let's have a look. Was it that one? Must have been 1993, with a husky on the front as well. Is it that one? I shall put in the title. She's not. No, according to this, it's from Up. Hang on. Yep, it's on Up. So which version? I've got the red version. Want the three versions of that? I probably have heard that because I've heard Juanita. And Up. And I'm Gonna Get You Good. And Forever and Always. So yeah, I must have heard that one. I've got the red one. What colour have you got? Do they have the other colours on? It's usually blue and green. I remember trying to buy the American one of that. And it didn't go well. I managed to source it and I paid for it via Amazon. I think it was an Amazon one, but it was going to come from abroad. And literally 2 days later, they cancelled it. But in the meanwhile, which was criminal, the exchange rate had changed in such a way. They refunded me what I had paid them, but the exchange rate had changed to such a degree. I ended up out of pocket and I didn't get the disc either. So I've got green versions of ones and I've got red versions of ones. I do not see the blue versions of ones and I'm not sure if any of them are that. But I can play the song. I will play the version that I can find. There we go. That is what I will do. Right, let me get back through here. I was on right click. I remember doing one and having to say primary click and secondary click because someone was left-handed. That was awkward.
Stop laughing now.
We're not laughing at you.
Oh, right.
Not laughing at you. Have you stopped everything?
No.
No, you're leaving that to me as well.
Yeah. I'm Shania, the talent, darling.
You are the talent, dear.
Yeah, well, I don't know about talent.
Shania, who? You're out of touch. Oh, she's been around a while. Mid-90s, definitely.
Just make sure you start from 7:20.
7:20 what?
20 past 7.
Right.
Because otherwise you'll get lots of swearing.
I shall edit it in the hour Shania. Between Marooned. Yes, we're talking about Shania. Shania Twain, country music, but really good stuff. Because Kim's got a request for tomorrow, so I've got it on a post-it note, Mike.
Right.
Ready to put into the system with all
Man,
the ones.
I feel like a woman. Do, 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 do.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. This is what happens on a Saturday night. Wonder which one I'm going to turn you on this week. I open the microphone towards the end of a song so everyone can hear Mike bopping away. I've got one I want to do that with.
Have you?
Yes. In fact, I want to do it for the whole song, but I'd probably get lynched.
Why?
Because, you know, you for a whole song when they want to hear the original.
The Goombay Dance Band.
No, but I might want that one. Who remembers the Goombay Dance Band?
Matt Bites episode. Johnny will know.
It was one of the early ones. I just wish I could remember why we were talking about the Goombay Dance Band. But it became a Mac Bites favourite. And every now and then we put it on. So I think we might have to do that on Saturday night. It being my birthday show, etc. But I haven't even picked what I want yet. But I have got a good idea of what to do, which is really interesting. So I'm going to try putting it together and then I'll share that with you if it pans out. That's the one, Seven Tears. He actually was the spit image. He was a dead ringer for Alan Brazil.
We'll see.
Yeah, have you not seen him?
I don't remember.
Go find the video, Mike. It's Alan Brazil. Alan Brazil was a footballer in the UK, used to play for United. Don't know how he ever got taken on at United, but he did. Yeah, he's got a radio show now, hasn't he?
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the spit image of Alan Brazil. Yeah. Never see him in the same room together. There you go. I'm thinking I need a cleaner like Johnny. I'd have to clean up before I could have a cleaner, so it doesn't really matter, does it?
Well, I'm going to clean up this lot.
Dinner. It was fabulous.
Good.
It was. It was Mike's special. Was it lamb?
It was pasta bolognese.
Yeah, but are you admitting it was lamb?
It was lamb.
I thought so.
Lamb bolognese.
Excellent. Excellent. It was. It was lovely. It was very, very nice. So all I need to work out now is how on earth to stop all these recordings that Mike's created. I think we're okay. Oh dear, it's so much more complicated than it would normally be. But we had restraints, didn't we, Jonathan? Constraints. And it all worked. Excellent. So we'll do it that way. And I've got two ways of doing it. And a demo for next week. Oh, somebody's organised, aren't they? What day is my birthday? My birthday is next Tuesday. But I'm making them have a party for me tomorrow. Well, I've no idea. I'm not going live on Tuesday night other than with the lovely Marooned family. So they're going to have to suffer it tomorrow. All my favourites. I'm going to find some real stinkers. Well, we've got this thing, haven't we? The worst song. Last week's people actually really liked Rene and Renato. There's a blast from the past. Christmas number one, even. I bought that for my mother. I'm part of the problem there. I'll admit it. She loved it. She really loved it. In fact, I think I had to buy the album as well. So I need something really, really, really terrible this week. I've got some that people have sent in. I've got Mr. Blobby. The first one we did, I really don't like. The Frog Chorus with Paul McCartney. We all stand together. Not good. Do you know what nobody has ever asked for, which would be a big calamity if they did? Because I cannot listen to this group, full stop. The Smiths. It's like songs to slit your wrists to. Heaven knows I'm miserable now. I'm not putting that on the radio. Luckily, no one's ever asked. Has Jonathan got his Toblerone? Mike wants to know.
Because I've got my last piece here.
He's got his last piece, not your last piece ever. Last piece till the price comes down.
Last piece ever.
You've got to save it till 9 o'clock.
Oh, is it? Is it an after hours?
It's an after hours
toy. Right, okay. I'll stick it down there. Yeah.
Oh, I'm liking Kim's idea here. Celebrate tomorrow and next Saturday. Birthday bookends. That would work.
Yeah.
I think with it being in lockdown, I should have the entire week, don't you?
Yeah.
That would work. And, of course, it's Irwin's birthday, the same day as mine. What can I say? Genius. Genius. We can share everything. All right, where are we up to? You're going to open it with that on after hours. I thought that's what you... Right, so you've got to hold on to it, Mike. Right,
it's down there.
It's in his secret hoard.
Yeah, I'll tell him about the secret hoard.
What's going on? Is this a musical request show tonight? No, Simon. What we do is, on a Saturday night, straight after Marooned, we've been doing it for the last 7 weeks.
Yeah.
We do a music request show on Brooklyn's 196, which is the radio station, the other radio station we have for the Catanians. So how it started, we had planned a physical party. It was the 28th of March and it was going to be our end of year party. We had a band planned. We had Elvis booked. We've still got the room booked. We haven't got our money back. And obviously it couldn't happen. So I said to Mike, oh, why can't it happen online? No reason whatsoever it couldn't happen online. So that's what we decided to do. So on this particular Saturday, the 28th of March, we went live. We went out of Marooned into Brooklands and we did this party. And it really was the kind of party that we would have had if it was live. So the music was just... raucous. We had Mike with his air guitar. Then we went into like our full headbanger routine. And then we did stuff like YMCA, the Time Warp, real dance ones, ones that we would have danced to if we were doing it live. And the party went on till 3:30 in the morning. The following week, the president of the province, which is multiple groups in a bigger group, he wanted one for the entire province. So we did that one too. And then we've done one every week ever since. Have we really been in lockdown for 7 weeks? Yes, Jonathan. It just feels longer. Oh, talking of which, did you see the news today? Now, the UK are not out of lockdown, despite what Boris would have you believe. They are not out of lockdown. What is supposed to have happened is the only change was that garden centres were open. Now, as Jonathan pointed out when it all happened at the weekend, the bit about work, you know, you can go to work, that was always the situation. If you can, work from home. If you can't and your employer is open, you can go to work. That was always the thing. So basically nothing changed apart from the kind of emphasis of the government. They are now, I mean, things that have happened today, they've cut funding for the homeless. So they're back out on the streets now. They're bringing in the congestion charge in London on Monday again. So they're telling you to go to work. If you can and you can't work from home, then go to work. But don't use public transport. Use a car. If you take a car into the congestion zone in London, it will cost you £15 a day. So the emphasis has definitely changed, which was when I spotted this beauty on the BBC. Obviously, the R rate is the reinfection rate. And if that reaches one, the government panic. It was down, as you'll read in there, to I think it was 0.3 or 4. Guess what? 2 days later, shot up. Where's my bleep machine? Because I need to mention Sherlock.
You do indeed hear chicken, Kim.
She's got chicken and she knows what to do with it.
She's been out for a wee.
That won't stop her.
And then she came back in and I gave her chicken. I threw it up the stairs and she's now on the little landing.
Sitting on him with and chicken. Thumping him.
With chicken.
Hello, Paul.
Morning, Paul.
Happy Saturday to you. So, yes, the R rate's up. Who'd have thought it? You know that second peak we're talking about? It's on its way. And me, not moving from the house. They can all have that party in... did you ever find that on the map, Mike?
No.
I will find it on a map and I will show you how far away it is. It's far enough for comfort, but it is literally from us 2 miles.
Oh.
Did it say Stretford Meadow?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. It's that area, the other side of the... That's the Carrington Spur Junction.
Yeah.
It's all of that area, which is... How to describe it? What's that road? Is that the Ermstone Road?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's between the Ermstone Road and the motorway.
Yeah.
It's a huge, huge area. Maybe they've decided to go for a big area on the basis that it would be difficult to split them up.
Yeah.
But not good. Not good. What I'll do is I'll get a screenshot of that and mark it up for everybody. And they know how far it is. And Jonathan will know exactly where it is.
No, so I was going to tell about my little hidey hole.
Oh, have you got a hidey hole?
Yeah. Well, I've got a shelf for my desk. And I put my hand in there the other day and I pulled out some chocolate that had probably been there about 3 weeks. It was a piece of fruit and not Toblerone. And I've not had that for 3 weeks. It was edible.
What can I say?
I don't know. What can you say?
Right, I'm going to draw around that area up there. Have you got a pen tool in this? There's a highlighter. Let's just draw around. Oh, dear. I was hoping for a circular one. Well, they've picked a big enough area, haven't they? And I'll put a circle round there as well at the bottom. And then... I'll get it all sent off to Droppler and it'll be all integrated and civilised. Do you know it does? It actually works. It's fabulous. I love it, love it, love it. Right, so I'm going to put a map in when I've got the link, which I should probably have about now. There we go. Where we are, lower left-hand corner, where they're thinking of congregating, upper in the middle, Stretford Meadow. So, not going anywhere near there either. Where are they parking? How do you get to it? Because you don't get to it from the motorway. That would be really easy for the police to cordon that off. Let's see what happens. Unless they just lock them in. They'll be coming to vacation at their second homes. Do you know, I would believe it. That's concerning, Tracy. Mid-December, people are coming in and have antibodies. They told us that, Kim, as well. And as Mike and I have said before, we had this very strange illness between Christmas and New Year. But we don't know if it was COVID. And even if it was, you don't know if you're immune or not. You wouldn't know without getting reinfected, which I wouldn't fancy anyway.
Well, somebody I was talking to, I know who it was Carol yesterday, because we were on that call about doing this video. And she said she'd been talking to somebody at work who suspected that they might have had it around about the same time we did.
A lot of people at church had it.
I said, do you remember I said I was off for the first couple of weeks after Christmas? And you know, I had that chest infection.
It was a weird thing to have. It wasn't the worst flu I've ever had, but it never turned into a cold.
No.
It was all on the throat and all in the chest. And I wouldn't say I was short of breath, but I couldn't stop coughing if I lay down. If there was one of these tests at home where you just, you know, like a pregnancy test thing, you put your finger, you put it in there.
I wouldn't
and it would
know about
you.
Pregnancy tests.
Well, no, you wouldn't, would you? Well, no, I wouldn't know much either. No, but if you didn't have to send it off.
Yeah.
If it could just tell you, yes, you've had it.
Yeah.
Or what your antibody level was. But I still wouldn't dive out. I was actually listening to a thing today with a load of geeks, and the geeks were like, can't understand people who are going stir crazy because their lives are just carrying on.
Mm.
You know, what's the problem? You're in the house. And I mean, even like Kath that comes to the music show, she started off and she was quite blasé about it. All of a sudden, she wasn't. And I posted this thing about the R rate going up again. And you posted something about the petrol. And she said, my car battery's flat and it can stay that way till I go back to work. And I've no intention of going back to work yet. I don't think she'll go back before the summer. I think everyone probably leave it to the autumn.
Yeah.
Not that it couldn't have another breakout in the autumn. It could. Anything could happen. But we're not going anywhere anytime soon. You thinking of going out yet, Jonathan? I'd imagine not, other than for your statutory walk. What's going to happen here in relation to those small villages and secondary homes? I foresee people trying to get to Wales, to their second homes, and that's not going to end well, because the Welsh rules are different than our rules, despite the fact they're literally to Wales, probably about 40, 50 miles, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you cross into Wales, their rules apply, and their rules are you're not supposed to be there. So we'll see how that goes. Not well, I wouldn't imagine. COVID idiots evaded the road controls. We've had so many idiots just in the house. Well, at least you'll know who to avoid, Tracy, but I can understand, you know, they come in and it's not a matter of just avoiding them. You've got to avoid handles that they've touched and stuff like that. So it's not the best. They should just stay at home. This is not difficult, but people are finding it incredibly difficult. It really is not complicated. I mean, I did think today, I must admit, didn't mention it to you, Mike, but I will now. At what point would you deem it safe to leave?
I honestly don't know.
Me neither. Because I don't trust the figures that the government are putting out.
No, I don't.
They're different every day, depending on what the agenda is today. They've changed the graphs. I think I mentioned that to you. They've changed the actual slides that they're showing you. So now you're thinking, well, if the figures that you were showing us before were accurate, then why have you changed the way in which you present them? Obviously, now the economy, massive air quotes, is so important that we're not. Now human life is not important. If you think back to the actual slogan that they had, it was stay home, protect the NHS, save lives. But the protect the NHS bit was really the crux of the matter. Just flatten the curve. Well, now the curve's flattened, they don't seem to care if another however many people die. It's just like, well, never mind. I'm thinking you could be that person. I'd have thought better of Boris after his running with it, but clearly not. So nothing to do. Some were wearing masks with a nose hanging out.
Could have been worse. Could have been something else hanging out.
There is a meme going around like that,
is
Mike.
There is.
I'll try and dig it out for Tracy. You'll appreciate that. So Jonathan's a note. Going for walks into my grandparents for food. Don't see the point in increasing the risk when I can live quite happily without having a barbecue and going to a garden centre. I went to a garden centre probably about twice in my life. We went...
Your mum liked going to garden centres.
She did, because the garden centres in the UK are more than garden centres. They tend to have cafes in them and home
garden
products.
Garden centres in the other parts of the world.
Well, they have Christmas stuff particularly, and mum absolutely loved that. So, I did take her to garden centres. But the one I'm thinking of, Mike, is the year after she died. So it'd be about 12 months on, and we went to the garden centre. We were actually looking for something particular, and I can't remember what it was, but it was the garden centre in Urmston. And we went in and they had these animatronics, and one was a polar bear family. And I'm just stood there mesmerised because they looked like Maya, and they were moving and shaking their heads just like me. I just wanted to buy them. Anyway, I did manage to get a very tiny pot one, didn't I, and bring that home instead. Oh, it was lovely. I have to have my pot polar bear. So Barcelona is to remain on lockdown, and they'll be passing
this
into stage one.
This garden centre in the US looks just like a UK one.
Oh, there you go then.
Yeah, it's got Christmassy things.
Ah, I've got animatronics though. This is what I need. We've got a 5-stage thing, and we never reached stage 5. So despite the fact we've got 35,000 people dead, potentially 50,000, but again, massaging figures, we never entered stage 5. So we've been in stage 4. We are still in stage 4. We are supposed to be heading out of it into stage 3. But now the figure's gone up. So I don't know. Oh, right. Let me have a look at this one. So Jonathan, deeming it safe to leave, probably when we have a vaccine or we get past a second peak, herd immunity is improved. Yes, all the COVIDiots could help greatly with that. Or get a test to confirm if you've had it. I'd like the test to confirm if you've had it, to confirm the not just the presence of antibodies, but the level of presence of antibodies. So you had a clue how long you would be immune for. Some things you have lifetime immunity, others that you don't. Plus the fact there's different variations of this thing that I think you'd have to think about. So,
you know that pot mayo in that garden centre?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's in the US.
I need that. Do Lola you? Needs that. She needs company. Take a bit, put it up on Droppler. That is so cute. Oh, so Kim is actually planning on leaving home on June the 15th when they open the swimming pools. But you've a plan for when you go swimming. Is this a full snorkeling outfit, Kim? Because you'll probably be wearing that for work as well. All mortgages and lending repayments should be frozen. You know how they say investments can go up as well as down. The banks should now be told that. I absolutely agree with you. I really do. This is, we're not all affected equally. Some difference, well, obviously the biggest difference is like the job that you do. It's not affecting Mike's ability to do his job, nor my ability to do mine. But for some people, it is. And they're not getting paid, or they've fallen through the cracks of the scheme. I can't understand why he's extended the scheme to October and then told everybody to go back to work, but don't get on a bus, but don't drive either. That baffles me. That's the one with the underpants, Tracy, and how not to wear them. I agree about the banks as well. All these companies that want a bailout, if you don't pay tax in this country, you're not getting a bailout. Simple. That is how it should be. Top of that list, Richard Branson, just saying. Mind you see, companies that have had it in the neck for a long, long time, like Amazon, not getting in the neck now because they're just carrying on. I mean, their liaison with Morrison's has kept us in food. Other than that, we would have had to have added to the people going out and potentially spreading it. Amazon did have, I think it was probably about 4 or 5 weeks where they didn't, they put other stuff on the back burner. So if you remember my cable that was supposed to arrive the back end of April, but then they brought that forward. They obviously looked at what I buy and thought that's probably critical. So, but yeah, I think there's definitely scope for all the companies who don't pay tax here to learn a lesson. Either pay tax here and then you can at least request a bailout. But why is it that somebody who has maybe a family and only one person working is supposed to have enough money squirreled away in the bank for 6 months off work when the companies can't manage 6 days without screaming? That's just not on. That is not on. I mean, I sat down with Mike, didn't I, and said, you know, if worst came to the worst, how long could we manage? And we probably manage a year without having to think too much about it. But many people can't manage a week. As it's been seen with the food banks, usage of which is sky high. Not talking to anyone. That's a good start, Kim. I'm liking that. And an outdoor swimming coat. Ooh. Leave out the back door. You nearly really need to go swimming for pain control. I think what we need, Kim, is we need you to have your own pool. I think you deserve your own pool. That would work. At least with swimming, I'm presuming you're not swallowing the water. There must be some kind of disinfectant in it. And according to the president, that's all you need. But I'm not going to stir that pot. See, that doesn't help, does it, Tracy, when yours are reverse? We never got into the most serious, which I would have thought we did, but they're not having it. They're not having it. We're in four. We've always been in four. We're staying in four. We'll see what happens. But now the rate is climbing up. So what can you do? I used to love going swimming. My school had its own private pool. So other schools would come to us for their swimming lessons. It was one of the oldest grammar schools in the country. So it literally was. I think at one point they'd even had, it was a bit like Hogwarts. You could stay, not go home every night. They had boarders, not just day students. But by that stage, it had become just day students. Goggles and a snorkel. Well, I wish you luck with that. That's quite a way off, actually, isn't it? It's a month. It's a month today. So fingers crossed, everything works out for you. Oh, Anthony's school had their own. It was heated. Yeah, ours was an indoor heated thing. Full size as well.
So we didn't have our own.
It well, you didn't need it, did you? We're next door to the leisure centre.
True.
Literally. We had to walk further 2 hours and it was on site.
I'll tell you a funny story about that. I lived, as you say, when I was a kid, I lived about 50 yards from a public swimming pool. And my school, so I could walk it in about a minute. But my school, my junior school, was about 20 minutes walk from the leisure centre, the swimming pool, and obviously from where I lived. So one day we went swimming and we'd walked from school to the swimming baths. And my plan was then to go home, obviously, living 50 yards from the swimming baths. And the teacher said, no, you've got to go back to school to put your chair on your desk, because that's what we had to do every night.
Crying out loud.
I think the idea was you put your chair on your desk so the cleaners could clean the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after that, I got somebody to do it for me every time, so I could nip off home.
Did you bribe them at all?
No.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
No, but a lad in my class did bribe another lad to eat his creamed potatoes at lunchtime.
What I used to do, didn't like games, me. Not the stupid games we had to play. You had to do stupid things like climb a rope. And I just couldn't grasp this climbing a rope business. No way. No way could I do this.
If it didn't involve tech.
Well, yes, there was that aspect of it as well. And, you know, as a child, though, you were 11 years old, 12 years old. I think it was about 12. And they'd got you to the point, they'd really got me quite wound up about it, as though my entire life depended on my ability to climb a rope. And I remember getting so wound up about it. And I went home to Mum and she said, like, what's wrong? Something's going on. What's wrong? So I said, you know, we're doing this gym thing and we've all got to line up in a queue and then we've got to climb this rope. And she said, what do you mean climb this rope? So I said, well, it was like an assault course, basically. It was like the Krypton Factor. You had to run up towards this rope and there was a bounce board. You were supposed to bounce off the bounce board and grab hold of the rope and then climb it to the top like a monkey. I couldn't do it. There was no way I could do it. But if I jumped up and I couldn't climb up, then my hands were going to get burnt sliding down the rope. I was getting myself into a right old panic with this. So I explained to Mum what I've just said to you, exactly like that. And she looked at me and she said, does your ability to climb a rope impact your future, do you think? I said, no. She said, if there was a pit of crocodiles, do you think you could climb the rope? And I said, well, probably, because I'd have an incentive. She said, exactly. She said, don't bother climbing the rope. And I said, well, Mum, I can't, because we're in a queue. And you get pushed forward, and you're next, and you have no choice. So she said, leave it to me. And I thought, what the hell is she going to do? So the next morning, I got my packed lunch, and I heads off, and she said, there's two packets of sweets in there. I said, oh, cheers, what for? So she said, buy your way to the back of the queue with them. And that's exactly what I did. Every time I got near the front, it was like, here's a sweet, can you take my place? Here's a sweet, can you take my place? I didn't have to do it. Teacher didn't even notice, which tells you all you need to know, really, doesn't it? My mother was cool. She was cool. I've heard of people over here, Kim, who have had milk. Farmers with milk. We won't talk about milk at this juncture more than this. But they're bottling it up and they're giving it away, or they're actually selling it to people who come in. And they've sold a lot. So they're not selling it to supermarkets at the moment. Simon's offered to sort out that light issue with Trump.
Do we not want to talk about milk?
No, not right now.
Oh, right.
Couldn't you put your chair on your desk before you left? Rules is rules, absolutely. My mum was amazing, Kim. Honestly, she really was. With things like that, she was so practical. We used to have to do this thing in English, which was very new at the time. Did you do it where you had to have like a whole class debate? The entire class would just be like arguing. And I hated it. Everybody was supposed to be able to have their say. And the idea was that it was like oral English, you know, can these kids speak? Now there's an exam for that and they do have to do a presentation. But this was just a debate. And they would pick the most polarised things. And it didn't really matter what it was. I was always in the minority, usually of one. I remember one. And it was the death penalty. And I remember thinking, like, and at the time, this was the year of Dennis Nielsen, the Yorkshire Ripper, the attack on the Pope, you name it. Well, everybody had their say, but no one seemed to be able to respect somebody else who had a different opinion, even though there was only me with a different opinion. So I decided, you know what? I'm not playing this game. So I went back to Mum and she said, like, you've had a good day. I said, no, I haven't. She said, what's the matter? So I told her and she said, well, do you change your mind? I said, pardon. She said, well, you know, you've had your say. They all disagree with you. Do you change your mind? Do you bow to the majority? I said, no, I'm right. She said, well, that's all you need to worry about then. Next week, it was parents' evening. And Mum thought, like I did, that wasting an entire 45-minute class in a week with just listening to people's inane ramblings isn't teaching. You know, we were also going to be tested on English literature, Shakespeare, etc. 45 minutes on that would have been incredibly useful. 45 minutes listening to Tracy from Sale or whoever with whatever she thought. No disrespect to our Tracy, obviously. Tracy, yeah. No, but I'm thinking back to the Tracy that was in my class who was a complete halfwit. Not our Tracy, clearly. It was a waste of time. So it got to parents' evening. And she went in and the woman started. She really is going to have to, what was the phrase? Something like get more confident. And Mum's sitting there waiting to pounce. The woman was too stupid to see it. And Mum said, does she change her mind? The woman went, pardon? So she said, does she say what she thinks? The woman said, yes. She says, and is she swayed by anything anybody else has got to say? Does she follow the crowd? Is she easily led? And the woman went, well, no. She said, well, I don't see the problem then. Move along. She was like that at the parents' evening. Oh, she was so cool. So cool. Didn't mean to lower the tone. Not a problem at all, Simon. I've now got a lovely vision in my head. You never know. What if it worked? But I think in that regard, nothing's going to work, is it? No, no, no. Well, you've seen behind the scenes tonight. You've not actually seen it yet, but you've heard behind the scenes and you will be seeing behind the scenes very shortly. By the way, Mike, I've found Platt Field. It's further out than I thought. It's actually behind the Armitage Centre. So that's far enough away for me to be quite okay with it.
Good.
I'm not happy about the other one. That's far too close. But at least now I know where it is, I can avoid it. So hopefully we'll have a bit of news about that tomorrow. They didn't say what day, did they? Is it Saturday or Sunday? Have they put a time on the meetup? I'm going to go all satellite on this and actually have a look at it. Well, there's lots of pictures. I'm sure people will just be avoiding it, though. It doesn't work. There's a hilarious new lamp for the man cave.
Yeah, now it is scribbled out the date.
Oh, brilliant. That'll work well then. Never mind, honestly. Well, we've heard on our news that in America they're expecting the death toll to reach 3,000 a day and go upwards, or go upwards to 3,000 a day. Ours is going that way as well, just saying. I can't understand why they're surprised with that. I wasn't surprised with that, not in the slightest. But we'll see how that goes. Anyway, the behind-the-scenes thing Mike was doing, I'm going to take care of in the next hour, because we've got one minute until out, and we'll be back with you at 9 o'clock. So I'm starting the show, aren't I? We've got the week of Mountbatten's headquarters. Oh, there has been lots gone on. Then I'm doing the Jonathan bit. Jonathan's going to try desperately to stay awake for that. And then Mike's doing the third part of the access thing. My favourite bit, reports. I like reports. I really do like reports. So we will head off. And have I got many slides to do?
No idea. do.
I haven't got many slides to do. I've been a very good girl all week. I've done all my slides, and I've even got video for you as well. So I can't say fairer than that. So we're going to head off and get ready for MacBites After Hours. Hopefully you'll be able to join us. If not, we will see you same time, same place tomorrow for Marooned. But until 9 o'clock, it's good night from me.
And good night from me.
We'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.